Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm very excited because I feel like it's been a long ass time since I've had a friend on the podcast. And it's funny, you'll hear Lily and I discuss, like, we're not friends as in like best friends who know everything about each other, but we know each other. We have been friendly since high school, and we'll get into the whole thing. It's actually really funny. I have to do a disclaimer. So we kind of went back and forth. Lily was saying, we talk about a WAP in this episode. So that is a warning to my in-laws and my parents. And we joked about how I have kind of a WAP. And Lily was like, you've told me you had a WAP a million times, but I need to clarify that post episode. I was like, did I really? And she was like, no, actually, you only told me once when we were at this wedding together. So guys, I am not going around telling everyone that I have a WAP. I mean, I don't know. You listen to this podcast. You tell me. I would love if someone could make a compilation of how many times I've said I had a WAP, because now I'm very curious. I did not know I was running around with that information. Anyway, I love this episode. We got very real with each other and about subjects that are important. I think right now I'm trying to find a balance, and I would love your opinion. Feel free to slide into my DMs. I'm trying to find a balance because half of our listeners are like me and, you know, married or settled down, maybe getting into that next stage of life, having kids. And then the other half of our listeners are single and, you know, maybe newly graduated, and it's hard to know kind of how to walk that line in terms of content. I want you guys to all feel seen and heard. And I know that the episodes on dating and early stage dating can be, you know, kind of redundant for the people who are married and trying to have kids. And I imagine the same is in the reverse, you know, these episodes about how kids change your marriage. Maybe you're not ready to hear about that stuff yet, you know? So if you have any ideas of how we can walk that line, please feel free. But I hope that we're doing a good job here, and you can kind of pick and choose which episodes that you listen to, or maybe you listen to them all because you are the best person I know and I love you. I have to tell you the craziest thing that happened to me the other day. I meant to tell you this weeks ago when it happened, but I had pre-recorded those solos in the beginning of the episode. So I'm going to tell you now. I got attacked in my own building, guys. It was absolutely insane. So there's this woman in my building, and she's kind of like a Karen. I'm going to call her Karen just because I'm not going to say her real name. So let's call her Karen. She is just a bad person. I'm not even going to call her a bitch because that's like, you know, that can be a term of endearment. She's not a good person. And I came home the other day on Halloween, and she was yelling at our superintendent, and he is a wonderful, sweet, sweet man. And she was yelling at him, berating him because our building didn't have like a Halloween system in place, which has nothing to do with the superintendent, like, obviously, right? It doesn't even have anything to do with the super. It has to do with the board and the building and whatever. It's not his fault, right? And so she was yelling at him, like, this is ridiculous. Every year I've been able to do this and now I can't do it. Like, just yelling at him, like, how dare you, whatever. And I did not want to, you know, associate with her by any means. And so I walked into the elevator and I was about to close the door. And then I guess she had been, you know, she was done yelling. And so she turned to me and she was like, are you going to hold that? And I was like, ugh. Like, I don't even think I responded. I just held the elevator for her. And then she came in and then I purposely looked at my phone because I didn't want to look at her or interact with her because she was nasty and horrible vibes. Rode the elevator up, went to my floor, which is before her floor, got out, didn't say a word. Like, fine interaction, except for the fact that I made a mental note, this woman's crazy. And I'm sure she was like, this person was rude to me because she, you know, didn't immediately hold the elevator and back me up for my Karen case, whatever. Anyway, so that happened on Halloween. Then that Sunday, I go to meet my girlfriends for brunch and I get in the elevator and sometimes my bag, because it's like a crossbody bag, is difficult to kind of place over my jacket, right? And so the elevator gets down to the lobby and I like look in the mirror of the elevator and try to like finagle my crossbody bag to the right place. And I hear, it's like this TikTok, I hear this agitating, I hear this voice and she's like, are you gonna get out? And I'm like, oh God, it must be Karen. And so I look and of course it's Karen and she's holding a bike. And I didn't realize anyone was there. And I wasn't in the elevator, by the way, for more than 1 second. Okay. And so I'm like, oh, and I get out and I'm like walking out of the elevator and she maneuvers her bike around and the back of her bike. And it's like a big ass bike. Like it might as well be a city bike because it was huge. Slams into my leg. So hard. Mind you, this woman knows I'm very pregnant in like my third trimester. And this woman maneuvers the bike around. So it slams into my leg. Okay. My doorman's right there too. I'm like, ow. It was extremely painful. I not only say ow, but then I have to sit down in the lobby and like rub my leg. Instead of coming over like a normal person would and being like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm so sorry. All she says is, sorry that, I'm trying to think the exact wording. Hold on, I'm actually going to look it up because we wrote it in a letter. Okay, she goes, sorry you got bumped. What? Psychotic, okay. Then she goes up. And I'm like fuming at this point. And I also am not about to like bitch her out because, you know, I've done too much therapy and DBT to know that there's no good that's going to come of that. So I call Steven and I tell him what happens. He's upstairs and I'm like, I am shaking. This is so scary. I need to go meet my friends for brunch. I'm going to be late. But I'm like sitting down, literally rubbing my knee. Like that was the most insane thing that's ever happened to me. And she clearly had a vendetta against me because I didn't back her up in being a Karen the other day. Like this woman is absolutely nuts. I'm like, Steven, will you go down and talk to our doorman and get the story from him? Because, you know, I want to like back up the fact that I'm not just like a crazy pregnant woman who's sensitive. I need you to talk to the doorman and get the facts. And then like, we have to complain about this woman to the board of the building. And so he's like, I'm on it. Like, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm going to brunch, whatever. So I leave and Steven comes down to talk to the doorman. And guess who's already talking to the doorman? Karen. And she is there with a letter that she wrote to me apologizing and a serum, okay? Like probably a serum of poison, some creepy brand I'd never heard of, like a face serum. And Steve, and she's like, oh, are you like Lindsay's husband? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay. Like, you know, he's not going to start yelling at her either. Like, you know, we all know that that's not the way to handle things. So she goes up, he gets the real story from our doorman. And then Stephen writes this scathing letter to the board about her. I almost want to read it, but like, I'm running out of time for this intro and I want you to hear Lily. And we sent it. And anyway, she's under investigation. I then was like, you know what? One of the doormen had told me that she has now bitched out like 2/3 of the doorman staff. And there's this really sweet doorwoman that she bitched out. So I went to the doorwoman and I was like, you know, I heard Karen bitched you out. She attacked me on Sunday. Like, what's the deal? Blah, blah, blah. I got her information, looked her up, ready for this terrifying, terrifying thing, guys. She's a therapist and a quote unquote Buddhist. I'm sorry. When someone throws their spirituality in your face, you know they're a fucking psycho. Anyway, vet your therapist, people. Do not go to just any kook on the street. That's why we have, wemetatacme.com under resources, some vetted therapists, because people out there be crazy. It's like how people who do not have their life together become life coaches. You need to be alert out there so you don't get attacked by a Karen like I did. I needed to tell you that story, and I really hope that you enjoyed this episode with Lily. I think you will. I hope that you feel like you're hanging out with friends, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts. I'm starting to put together a holiday gift guide, and I have to say, if you're like, what do I get my friend who just had a baby, or what do I get my grandma, like she doesn't care about material things, this is what you get her: a skylight frame. You definitely know what skylight frames are. I personally had gotten the ad like tons of times and had always been like, should I get this? I just love when the picture changes. And you know what? That's exactly why I'm obsessed with it. I finally got it. They're working with the podcast, so it all just was meant to be. And instead of looking through your camera rolls and finding one photo that you put up, this Skylight Digital Picture Frame is a touchscreen photo frame where you can send photos straight from your phone or your computer and they appear in seconds on the screen. You can even preload photos before the box is opened. So if someone is like a grandma and they don't know how to do it, you can do it for them. It's the perfect gift for anyone. For new parents, for pictures of their kid, for grandparents, for, you know, a group gift for your friends and family, whatever it is, it's so easy to use. And it's really cute because you can send pictures to like your grandma's skylight and show her your trip to Africa as you're on the trip. Like, she will be so grateful for this gift. Anyone would be. I'm obsessed with mine. And as a special limited time offer for our listeners, you can get $15 off of your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/acme. To get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com/acme. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/acme. $15 off skylightframe.com/acme. If you're dealing with postpartum or any type of emotion that you are struggling with, you don't have to struggle alone. And I know I talked about, you know, how some crazy people can be therapists, but I assure you that anyone that you will find on Talkspace has been vetted and is an incredible professional that can shift your perspective.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way?
Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Active, help you with tools to cope in difficult times and really be a guiding light. Like, the weather is getting colder. It's normal to have more depression, you know, seasonal depression, anxiety, whatever your issues are, whether they're relationship issues. Talkspace is a secure and private app where you can talk to your therapist whenever you want. So instead of, you know, having to go out of your way to make an appointment with a therapist, and then by the time you get to your appointment, you don't even know what to talk about, Talkspace is great because it's so convenient. You can have these virtual sessions. You can send your messages whenever you're feeling, whatever way. So you don't have to wait for your next session. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/acme. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/acme to get $80 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/acme. That's Talkspace.com/acme. Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited to be here with my dear friend and also the founder of this WhatsApp group that has been giving me life during this pregnancy, and the founder of this great Instagram account called Baby Rex, and just in general, a badass female founder, because this isn't even her first rodeo. Mm-mm. Please welcome my friend. I never say please welcome, but we're going to welcome today, Lily.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're still in my phone as Lily Brines.
Okay.
Which is your maiden name.
Maiden name.
But now you're Lily Walla.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And we've known each other for a long ass time.
I was thinking about it this morning in the shower. We have known each other for a really long time.
So the first time you came into my my peripheral or whatever was when you were dating that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I knew you. This is a guy. He's still around, thank God.
He's great.
For living and being alive. This was a guy that I think we all dated, you know? He was such a player. Mm-hmm. I never dated him, like, seriously.
Your best friend did.
My best friend did. She mm-hmm. was like his first girlfriend, mm-hmm. kind of. And then I made out with him at one point, which, like, you're like, anyone thinking is like, oh my God, you did that to your best friend. No. Like, it was understood,
it was like a thing,
that like it was a rite of passage to make out with this guy.
Yeah.
So that's how, like, I first knew about you. What about, like, the reverse?
So I had a much different experience with this one guy, because I dated him for a few years, and I first heard of you through your best friend that he dated before me. Now, what was happening while we were dating, I don't know. The more I know of this person, you know, the more I learn about this person, I don't know. But I think, like, we had something a little different, and then your best friend came back into the picture.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I remember at some point, and keep in mind, my memory is very blurry from these times.
They weren't dark days. They weren't good dark days,
but it was a long time ago.
And your little Spence skirt rolled up.
Yeah. I also, like, obviously, you know, I'm sober now. So, everything's kind of a blur from the past for me. But I do remember that I was supposed to not like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, like, your friend, like, you were like the other girl who was dating the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember being like, you know, being told I was supposed to not like you. So it's possible that, like, that's why we never actually, like, were able to get
to penetrate. I'm like, wait, you're around all the time. I've literally known you mm-hmm. since I'm 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we're like, we don't even really know each other.
We don't really.
We went to one destination wedding together.
We did. We went to, we could say her name because it's in good graces. We went to Jenna's wedding.
It was amazing.
It was so fun. I was with a boyfriend at the time, but he was like,
I remember I was in the room. You were shitting on Botox at that wedding.
Oh, I was a Botox hater because I hadn't gotten it yet because I hadn't yet turned 30.
Yeah, like, it's amazing.
No. I wasn't shitting on Botox, period. Oh. I was shitting on getting it before you're 30.
I knew the day would come. Some friends that had Botox looked really old. I remember.
Oh my God. Are you sure we weren't talking about filler?
No, we were definitely talking about Botox.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I think you were once a Botox hater. Are you in the community now?
I was once a Botox hater. You know what? Let's normalize changing our minds.
I like that.
Because I love Botox. In fact, I miss it every moment that
I need it so badly. I like crave the needle in my forehead.
No, I love it. Yeah, I love it. I still maintain my hate for filler, which I also say could change. Like, who knows?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I haven't made the filler call yet. Mm-hmm. I see the value.
Yeah.
But I'm just not there.
I see the value. For your face, I don't see the value.
Like small upper lip, like...
Oh, no, don't do the lip. The lip, I'll change what I said before at the wedding. The lip... ages you. The Botox freezes amazing. You. Amazing. Freezes yeah. you at your age. The
never
lip
say
ages.
Never. That's never my say biggest never. Parenting lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? I learned a lesson today. I can't believe I was a Botox hater.
You were a Botox hater.
I never say never is my lesson as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. God, who was I?
I don't know.
I think that was also pre-sobriety. Thank God that I'm a different person now. I don't know. Maybe not.
See, like, I never... This is how much I didn't know you. Like, I didn't even know if you were... Like, what were your substances? I remember we maybe smoked weed together.
Weed.
Once.
It was so much weed.
I love weed.
Yeah. Weed wasn't good for me.
Not good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Because, it was just excessive.
I'm so happy that you realize that about yourself. It's so interesting because... I have such a creative experience with weed. Like, mm-hmm. it turns me almost into a better person.
That's so great. That's probably because of the volume that you use it.
Yeah.
Which is great. If you can use something and it helps you and has no negative side effects, then that's amazing.
Yeah.
Truly.
I hope you find that in life.
It wouldn't be
a substance but in something else.
Yeah. No, it definitely made me creative at some points in my life, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But just,
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it was a slippery slope. I think I enjoyed it too much. Mm. Too much creativity.
Too much.
Can go too far.
Everything in moderation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But backing up a little bit.
Yes.
Lily, how old are you and where are you from, even though I know these things, but for our listeners?
I'm 32. I'm from Manhattan. What was the third part of the question?
That was it. Oh. And then what is your favorite romantic gesture?
Like, what's my love language?
Sure. Or the way that I interpret this question is like, what, when someone does, do you really like? So it doesn't have to be your love language. It could just be like when he brings me coffee,
I'm an like acts of service girl. So like come home, house is clean, like things are tidy to my standards and mm-hmm. like a date night is planned.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And like childcare is taken care of.
Mm. And what is your current relationship status?
I'm married to an amazing man named Samson. And we live in Brooklyn with our 2-year-old.
And you guys, I remember, had an interesting story. I want to say that you met on Tinder.
We met on Tinder.
Which
beta
is...
beta Tinder.
Like Tinder
early
before
days.
It really opened up.
I was a senior in college. I went to school in D.C. The app glitched and registered my now husband as being in D.C. He wasn't. So we matched coincidentally. And we have a lot of weird overlaps. Like, we went to the same college. We're both from the city. And we moved in together 6 months after we met.
It's really cute. But so he went to the same college, but he's older?
He's 2 years older. Okay. So he was back in New York uh-huh. and I was still in D.C.
That's really cute.
So.
And you guys moved in after 6 months and then you...
got a dog.
You didn't get married right away.
No, we got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And... which we can talk about because it comes back into my biggest motherhood lesson of never say never.
Mm.
We moved in together, got a dog. We got engaged like it took a while to get engaged. We were so young and like just getting to know each other, got engaged in Big Sur and then married in 2019.
Mm-hmm. So I had a really interesting conversation yesterday with a friend of mine who's a mom well. Ooh. She's a mom of two. And we had a really interesting conversation. You might have seen it. I posted it on like my silly little baby.
Remind
we met
me.
A baby Instagram. And the conversation was that no woman gets out unscathed when it comes to having a child or even not having a child. Okay. Hear me out. Either like they get like, I don't want to say fucked, but like they get one of these issues, right? Either one, trying to conceive, fertility. Two, the actual pregnancy itself and like, you know, nausea or pain, whatever it is, right? Number three, labor and delivery, like some sort of issue there or just like trauma.
You're having a doula?
I do. Good. Yeah, I have a doula. And four, because you could have them all, right? Postpartum depression or anxiety or just some sort of postpartum disaster, let's say, right? Or whatever. Do you agree that like no one kind of gets out unscathed? Like you could have no problem with trying to conceive, but then you might have a hard pregnancy, and then you could have no problem with a pregnancy, but then you might have a, you know, traumatic C-section. Like it's hard to get out completely unscathed. And then in like, on the other hand, if you decide to have no kids, like you still might experience, you know, something.
I can't speak for the no kids, but what I can speak for is the hindsight. So I went through pregnancy. I was nauseous the whole way through. By the end of my pregnancy, I couldn't like walk. My foot hurt so badly. I got rocked by postpartum depression, which we can talk about. I'm very open about it. During a time where like a really big traumatic thing in my life happened, which comes back actually to the never say never, which our dog at the time attacked my 7-month-old in the face. So like lots of things were going on in that time. And like, yeah, of course, I wish my kid didn't get bit by our dog. But like the hindsight of where all of that brought me and like the clarity and the perspective now, I feel like allows me to show up as a better mom. And so I see it as like strength. And so, yeah, like I'm sure we can call it unscathed, but in some ways it's like your journey and it's special. Like, yeah, do men have it easier? 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, like, I'm not saying that to say like, don't have a kid or don't do this. It makes you stronger. I think I'm more saying it to unite women as like, don't be jealous that Susie, you know, got pregnant on her wedding night and is having an amazing pregnancy. You have no idea what Susie's going to experience down the line. It's not a competition of like who has the easiest time in all four of these moments, right?
Yes. It's like if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're, once you get pregnant and or you are expecting, however you're expecting, you get brought into this club. And it should be. I experience support from other women in that regard. I hope that's what you find in your mom friends. But yeah, the strength is what I'm trying to bring together for this brand.
Yeah, and I love that. And I felt like even, you know, I think I only joined this WhatsApp group
recently,
which at the moment that we're speaking is called Village.
Yep.
I only joined once I was pregnant, but I do feel, and I had a friend who has kids validate this in me, that the moment I started to conceive was when I really like started to feel in that kind of community.
Yep.
Like the moment I started really trying to like have a baby is when
you needed support.
You needed support. And also like being pregnant myself now, like if I have a friend who's trying to conceive, like I feel closer to them. Just because like that is like, you know, they say like the fourth trimester is postpartum. Like, I feel like there's like
negative one.
The negative one
trimester,
which is trying to get pregnant or like that journey.
Yeah, really. I 100% agree with you. And I know your experience getting here was difficult. My reality is that just wasn't the case for me. So our son was like a complete surprise. Not complete. I mean, I had my IUD out, but like we weren't trying. Like, and I feel a little left out of that negative one club because, like, I actually, it's embarrassing probably the amount that I know about, like, I don't know anything about, like, these ovulation sticks or, like, tracking. And I feel like there are moms that definitely bond over that. And I felt left out.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's a funny perspective because you never think that anyone would envy that in any way.
Not that
you really envy it, but just, like, would just feel FOMO from something so awful and shitty.
Yeah, I guess maybe I, from the outside, have seen the power that moms in that stage bring, like, what that evokes.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. And so then you ended up becoming a mom. You had your adorable child.
Jackson. Yeah.
Which is another, by the way, but I will give you credit that you started it. But now,
the, like, trend of, yeah, Jackson.
But now everyone's Jackson, but you started it.
So I call him Jackie.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm leaning into that yet. Mm-hmm. I love the name Jackson. It's very popular. But my husband's Samson, so, like, Samson and Jackson.
It wasn't as popular when you named him that. Like, you know.
I started.
That's
Thanks
totally,
for saying that.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Thank you.
And you alluded to a trauma with your dog who you had for years before your son came into the picture. What did you learn from that? You said you learned a lot.
So, yeah, we had our dog Ryder for 8 years. He was our firstborn, the, like, center of mine and Samson's whole world. And he was always a little aggressive. We had fears. But one night when I wasn't home, Ryder went after Jackson, and 40 lacerations to the face, like plastic surgery, horrible. And we were heartbroken, but my whole pregnancy, it was, like, really hard for me to, like, wrap my head around that, like, I could love anything more than Ryder. Like, Ryder was my whole world. And so I was always like, oh no, like, I'm not going to be one of those moms, like, where she completely ignores her dog. Like, you know, obviously my kid will come first, but, like, I'll always love him. And I'll, like, I had trouble picturing loving something more. And then I had Jackson, and it's like, well, never say never, because definitely loved Jackson more. And we tried forever to rehome Ryder, 5 long months of living, like, basically in a jail, keeping them separate. And we got so much judgment from family. And then ultimately, after 5 months, decided to put him down.
Yeah. What can you tell, like, to people listening who might have dogs before they have kids? Like, what advice can you give? Are there any signs? Like, how do you know?
Definitely now have the knowledge, I guess, in hindsight. And I became, like, an expert in a nightmare situation. And so because I was so public about this, I kind of have, I've spoken to, like, 10 plus women over the last 2 years about this, because you make a really valid point. I'm sure there are people listening to this who know exactly what I'm talking about, because it is so common, and that I didn't know. And so, like, if I ever get a dog again, like, the dog is an animal. It's treated like an animal, and that's how it goes. And what I mean by that is, like, it's not cute when your dog is licking your baby's face and, like, cleaning up the food. That should never be happening. Like, really, animals should not be allowed on the furniture. Like, there are certain boundaries I wish I put into play. But, like, first of all, he was our baby. He slept in our bed. Like, we were babies when we got him. So, yeah, it's not easy to hear those things, because everyone wants to treat their animal well, but they're animals. And we learned the hard way.
Yeah. Would you say, because I definitely want to get a dog with my family, you know, my future family. Mm-hmm. I've always said, and, like, my parents did it this way, that, you know, we'll get a dog when our kids start asking for a dog. And that's so that, like, you know, they learn responsibility and things like that. Do you think that if you're considering having a child and having a dog at some point, right?
Which we will.
That you should wait until, like, the kid is a little older? Like, what's the best case scenario? I mean, it's hard to know, but
I think it's really a matter of, it comes down really to, every dog is so different, but I do think there's a benefit of a child being there. I mean, listen, I'm not an expert, but a child being there and a dog coming into that scenario, then vice versa. So, like, I don't know if age really makes a difference, although most common in like the parents I've spoken to about this, it's been around when the child starts to crawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that because I feel like, and of course, like I'm sure it's different with different breeds and different dog personalities and, you know, whatever, dog zodiac signs.
Is that a thing?
Perhaps.
I need that.
What was Ryder's sign, by the way?
He was May 11th. That was like his Taurus. Given birthday.
When's Jackson's birthday?
August 30th.
Okay, interesting.
Don't you need to know Samson's?
I know Samson's. He's a Gemini.
Oh.
Yeah, I asked you at the wedding and I never forget a sign. Mm-hmm. But
it's insane.
I know. It's a weird thing. But what was I saying? Oh, I don't know.
Ryder. Children, the age of the dog.
I'm like, oh, I'm sure it's different with, you know, based on the dog, but I always felt like dog, human, whoever's there first is going to be territorial. Like even with your first kid, when you have a second kid, if that's your journey, like he's going to be like, who the fuck is this? Yeah. You know,
I just think that if you think you have a reason to be worried, to address it and take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's situation is unique.
I have gotten so many compliments on my skin during this pregnancy. It is insane. And I really thought it would go the total opposite way. But I have to say, Clarins has been a godsend for me. If you don't know about Clarins, obviously you've been living under a rock. It's an iconic French skincare brand. And I feel so grateful to be partnering with them and that they're supporting this podcast because their serums are unreal. If you haven't tried their double serum, it's two serums in one. It's an oil-based serum and a water-based serum. So they mimic the composition of your skin. It's made of 21 plant extracts, including turmeric, and it's a gentle plant-powered formula that's great for all skin types. So you don't have to worry if you're, you know, more on the oily side, more on the dry side, you can still use the double serum. I have to tell you, the compliments that I've been getting after now, I think it's like a month of using it. People think that I'm getting Botox during my pregnancy because my skin has been really good. And I'm telling you, it's from this serum. They also have a double serum eye, which is another plant-based formula. So anyone can use it. It's an anti-aging eye treatment. And I just got to say, like, my eyes have never felt more moisturized. I feel like whenever I put on concealer on my under eyes before having or not having used a serum, like, they just, it starts to peel and look weird. But I'm telling you, this is it. And it's lightweight. It's a gel slash cream combo that makes my eyes look brighter, hydrated, and smoother. So you can't tell that I haven't slept all night. You have to try Double Serum and Double Serum Eye and see for yourself. Plus, right now, you can get 10% off plus a free welcome gift. Who doesn't love a welcome gift? When you place your order on clarins.com, use code ACME2023 at checkout for 10% off and a free 7-piece gift of skincare products. That's ACME23 to get your welcome offer only at clarins.com. If you're a longtime listener, you know that AG1 is my jam. I am not good at getting in my vegetables. And of course, in an ideal world, I would get in my vegetables and drink my AG1. But when I can't do the vegetable thing, AG1 is my go-to. It is so much better than a multivitamin. Every scoop includes prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin C, like everything that is on the list of things that you should be getting into your body, especially when you're pregnant, are things that AG1 has in literally one scoop. AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, which, wow, that's like 13 years ago, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. every morning, it is my routine. It's just what it is. And once something's in your routine and it's good, it sticks. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/acme. That's drinkag1.com/acme. Check it out. So I imagine going through this when you're 7 months postpartum.
So depressed.
Like, if you weren't depressed by then, I imagine this made you extremely depressed.
Yeah, so it's actually interesting because I was so depressed.
Immediately postpartum.
Like, I think even before I had Jackson, if I'm being completely honest, my last business was so hands-on. I was way too involved. I couldn't rely on my staff. It was not a good time in my life with that company. And I had Jackson at a C-section and I was like back in at work 2 weeks later. And I think like the whole thing just like sent me into a dark spiral. Like not suicidal, but like I remember definitely not suicidal, but I remember driving and being like, oh, if that car like hit me and like I died, it like wouldn't be the worst thing. Like I didn't want to drive off the road, but it was like dark, like really dark. And Zoloft saved me, I think.
Yeah, that's incredible. Is there anything like looking back that you could have done to like avoid feeling that way, or like it can be inevitable?
I think like the people around you need to be aware, and like you need to be self-aware-ish if you can and be able to acknowledge what doesn't feel normal. But sometimes people don't see it.
Was there a history of postpartum in your family?
No. But you asked me this in regards to the trauma and Ryder. And I think that I was just starting to feel like myself again. And in a really unique way, it like brought me and Samson together. And like we were able to really find our way back to each other because we got a lot of family judgment, but we were so on the same page that I don't know. I'm trying to find the silver linings in everything these days, and like maybe that's
No, that's amazing. Like anytime there's some sort of conflict, especially with your family, where you and your partner are so on the same page, it's such an amazing, just like I made the right choice.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I chose you.
Yeah, like like you're the one for me. Yeah. Like you get it. Like
speaking of, I've known Steven.
Oh, right.
Since I'm 7 years old.
So Steven and Lily went to camp there, which is hilarious.
Hilarious. And he has a sister.
He has a sister,
and I remember
Dana.
From camp, she has a nut allergy.
She has a very serious
like,
nut allergy.
That's like, I know Steven Green. What was her name?
Dana.
Dana Green.
Yeah, she's a doctor.
Dana Green's a doctor now.
She's a doctor.
Tell her I say hi.
I will. She's amazing. But like, it's funny because we were like at a family dinner, you know, a few weeks ago, and like something was brought up at the family dinner, and like Steven and I like immediately like kind of locked eyes and like knew we were on the same page about something. And it was just, it was nice, like those feelings. And so I'm curious, like obviously, you know, that brought you and Samson closer together in terms of your bond, but I imagine you had no sex drive after losing Ryder. But you never
that's
know.
Interesting.
Tell us.
After losing Ryder, I don't know. I mean, like, let's step back a little bit. I do think, and I want to apologize to my husband, and I'm a liability on a podcast, so we'll see what happens here.
Lily's a Scorpio, by the way, for anyone curious.
Like, and my birthday's 11-11. It's Saturday.
It's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, you have the same birthday as a lot of people that I really love.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Including Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's like...
And my one of my favorite women in the world, who's such a fucking boss.
Ooh, who is it?
Yeah, her name's Robin. I'll tell you about her later.
I want to know about her. Is she in the WhatsApp?
She's not. She's like a mom. She's like in her, she's just
no, I'm
turning
joking,
50.
Remember.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about it.
Oh, hilarious. Hilarious. We were backing up to like,
oh,
you had a baby
drive.
Sex.
Let's
back up real far, right? How about sex during your pregnancy?
Sex during my pregnancy was a thing during the golden trimester, which is the second trimester. Come the third trimester, I was like, don't come near me. First of all, I like screenshot some photos to show you. I was like, what? I like went back to be like, what was those first 6 weeks like? My boobs, first of all, were...
Wait, now we're talking about the fourth trimester.
Yeah. I mean, sex during pregnancy was kind of normal. Mm-hmm. What detail do you want there?
No. Did it hurt? Did you have to change positions?
Being on top was out of the picture for me.
Oh, interesting. That's the only picture for me, really.
I feel like you had bigger boobs once.
Are you kidding?
Are they huge?
They're huge. They've always been huge. I'm very good at hiding them.
Yeah, you're very good at hiding them. I feel like we have very similar
sizes. I never wear padded.
Ever.
Before pregnancy, I was a D, like could be a C, and now I'm like a Z.
Yeah. Okay, so my I never wanted to have my boobs right there. Like they were so heavy.
Yeah. I will say like, I feel like my boobs are perkier in pregnancy because they're so like plump.
They're going to get so perky. There's like a good breastfeeding boob. Like if you go that route, like not the beginning. The beginning. Have you seen like our size boobs in Gorge before?
I feel like I'm looking at them every day.
Okay, not like nobody talk about things you're not warned for.
Yeah.
You are not warned for if you have a successful breastfeeding journey, which I hope you did, which is what I had. Your boobs are going to be literal rocks.
Like, oh God.
Horrible. Oy. Nobody talks about it.
Oy. Okay. So you have the baby.
Okay. So let's
you
back
get
up.
Cleared for sex.
You have the baby. I had a C-section.
Right.
So 6 weeks later, I get cleared for sex. It's hilarious.
But technically, right, and tell me if I'm wrong, if you have a C-section, because it's not vaginal, you can probably have sex right away. I mean, like, you had surgery. Hold on. Let me clarify. Like, you had surgery, right? Mm-hmm. But if we're talking technicalities.
I think there are a lot of paths to C-sections, mm-hmm. and I am only familiar with my own, which was I also pushed for 3 hours.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I don't know what a straight C-section, like if we were to go just that route. Sex, I mean, you don't see your doc. I didn't even see my doctor for the first time until 6 weeks. And I had major surgery, which is a whole other subject, which is why I'm so glad you're having a doula, because I didn't. And I didn't have anyone advocating for me.
Right.
And it was hard.
Mm. The one thing I've learned about fashion, because I'm trying to learn more, trying to get inspired by my fashion friends, is that a nice pair of cowboy boots never goes out of style. I personally love a black cowboy boot, but a brown is, you know, classic. I just got the Tecovas, it's called the Sadie in Midnight Relic, which is like a black, but any of the Tecovas boots are incredible because they are so well made. They are just like the go-to cowboy boot if you haven't gotten into the cowboy boot game or if you're a collector, which I feel like I'm becoming a little bit of a collector. They're also the perfect gift to get for someone because they don't go out of style. They've got boots for men, women, and they're all handcrafted from top-notch hides in a variety of timeless and fashion-forward styles. So you can get really nice boots that you could wear with a beautiful silk dress for a wedding. You could get more relaxed boots that you can wear every day, like a booty type of boot. Tecovas has everything that you could ever want. And they have an amazing staff that can guide you to the perfect pair if you're undecided. Plus, it's football season and you can wear them to a game with a jersey. And like, that's such a vibe. It's giving Taylor Swift dating Travis Kelce, which I know I keep bringing her up, but I just can't stop. If there's a Tecovas store in your neck of the woods, swing by for some Western hospitality, a cold one, a boot shine, gift wrapping supplies on the house, which is pretty incredible. And you can even get your custom leather stamped or branded. Plus, their expert staff is ready to guide you to that perfect pair. So if you're stumped, grab a gift card because they fit everyone. Start off gifting season on the right foot at tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. Don't go gently, y'all.
Sex after was horrible. And like 6 weeks after, that is not what you want to be doing.
Not at all.
Like, I couldn't think of anything worse. I think I even like told my husband I wasn't cleared, like jokingly. And then and then he knew I was joking. But like, it was really painful. It's like
And you did it because like he wanted to do it and you were being like trying to be nice. Yeah.
Like, yeah. First of all, I think that, and I feel like you may feel like this too, but, or I hope you feel like this. Like, I think my husband as a dad is hot. Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing more attractive to me than my husband with our son. And so I wanted to show appreciation for that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like his world got rocked too. I mean, minimally compared to mine.
Right.
And like zero sympathy
zero.
For his journey mm-hmm. here. But like he did have a journey here.
Right.
And like,
right.
I wanted to honor it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is real bad. Hurts. It's like a virgin. And like the problem is I don't even remember losing my virginity. So this was like losing my virginity.
Right. But I wonder, like, I'm assuming you spoke about this with your friends who had a vaginal birth.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, and you, like, lube is the name of the game.
But do you think that as horrible as it is, it's more horrible for them?
Oh, than me?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. It all depends. Because what if you tore? What if you didn't? Like, some of those women writing in on the Instagram were saying that, like, it didn't hurt because they didn't rip. Who knows if that's the case?
Mm-hmm.
My experience was... it was very dry. It was very painful. And like lube saved us.
Interesting. And previously, had you ever used lube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that not a thing?
No. It definitely
can
be.
I mean, I didn't need lube, but like there were times I experimented with lube.
Yeah. Of course.
Like a dabble.
Yeah. No, I honestly, like as weird as it sounds, like would be looking forward to like something dry because I've always been in like the WAP range.
Yeah. You've always said that. I've known that about you since you're like 15.
Is that so?
I don't know. Were you slutty in high school?
Not at all. Like couldn't have been less
like,
slutty.
If you had to ask me if I thought you were slutty or not, I would have said 100% slutty.
I mean, I'll take it. I had a boyfriend all of high school.
Who was your boyfriend? You'll tell me later?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, we could have been going on a double date.
Yeah. I don't know if he would vibe with yours.
Oh, I was like married, it felt like.
I was really married too, but I'm curious, like from my mouth to your ears about WAP or something else?
No, your mouth.
Okay.
I feel like you've told me that like multiple
That's
times.
That's so funny. You're like, we barely know each other, but you told me that you were WAP. It's really
like your party fact.
Honestly, it's I swear it's not, but I guess it is. Who knows? I think you know what I think it is. Like I always was open with other women about like a discharge moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I always wanted to normalize that stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
No. It doesn't bother me, but that's probably how my WAP stuff came up cuz I was like, "Oh, it's like discharge again."
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope you have that natural
lube. Yeah. No, but I hope like, but not I hope to be dry, but like it'd be nice.
It must be inconvenient to be that wet. Like, do you do a lot of laundry?
I do. I really do. It's really annoying. But enough about my WAP. Let's talk about, we talked a little bit about sex.
I will say, yeah. I think, I don't know if you're like a vibrator in the bedroom person.
Mm.
That was helpful in the fourth trimester.
I feel like that would hurt more than a real penis.
It was helpful.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. Okay. This question was really interesting.
Mm.
Someone said, did anything get better sex/marriage-wise post kids? Because it feels like we only hear about the negative.
Hmm.
Be honest.
I'm trying to think about it. I mean, if you're breastfeeding and you have a lot of milk, your tits literally spray milk. So if you think that's attractive, then maybe that gets better. It is horrible.
But also, like, you could talk to marriage as well.
Oh,
not
marriage.
Just sex.
I'm trying to tell myself this as I hire for this business and when I think about my life at home that, like, good relationship should just be easy. And we definitely have been rocked by parenting. But at the same time, it's also, I think, because of Ryder, like we've had a responsibility, like that wasn't new to us. But we are so on the same page when it comes to how we want to raise Jackson. And like the only thing I care about are just like that Jackson turns out kind and like he's a good person. and he has strong values. And like, we're so aligned on that, that yeah, of course we're like bickering, but our North Star is so clear and that helps us. So I hope that you're able to find that same page with Steven, because it's a nice place to be with dad.
But do you feel like, yeah, no, go ahead.
Are you having a boy?
Yeah.
Boys are the best.
But do you feel like you sometimes find yourself just talking about your kid? Like, how do you not just do that?
Start a business.
Yeah. But he's not involved in your business.
No, but we're talking a lot about our business. Mm-hmm. My business. Our business, I guess. We talk a lot about Jackson, but that brings a lot of joy. We talk a lot about my business. We talk... Sometimes I'm like, what the fuck did we used to talk about?
Right.
Like, literally, sometimes I try to picture my life. I lived in the same apartment. We didn't have Jackson. I had a dog. Like, what did we do?
Well, so I guess I'll tell you what we're talking
tell
about
me.
Right now.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll bring you back. I mean, we're talking about, you know, our jobs, our careers. We're talking about our families, our friends, our like
we're doing a
life
lot of
goals,
that.
You know, like... Yeah. Our living situations, like what we
like
want to change or keep, or if we want to move or not. Like, we're talking about our days.
What are you doing together?
We're having dinner.
Going
we're
out.
Going out with friends. We, like, you know, obviously not now, but before we're going on trips.
Yeah.
And things like that.
So I guess like we're doing all of those things too. I just think, yeah, a lot of it is Jackson.
Well, I think that's really normal.
Yeah. How could it not be? You like are creating this thing together.
My parents to this day talk about me probably 40% of the things that they talk about.
Yeah.
Is me, 40% is my sister. And then like the 20% is everything else I just said, right?
Maybe to look at it then. I see a lot of different relationships. Like, I have a ton of mom friends. It's been kind of like eye-opening to be an outsider looking in on other people's relationships. And I don't mean like judging them, but there are obvious things. Like, there are certain dads that definitely don't want to talk about their kids as much as Samson wants to talk about Jackson. There are certain dads that aren't around as much. There are certain moms that aren't. Like, it's just really interesting to see all different dynamics.
How do you figure out what you want to be, especially as like an entrepreneur?
What type of mom I want to be?
Yeah, like, you know, your mom worked when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
My mom didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, how did that affect how you wanted to show up as a mom?
I'm trying to figure out how I want to show up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, part of that is being really intentional. Intentional with my time. Intentional about how I talk to my kid, letting him know that like, if I'm taking time away from him, it's because I'm doing something for me. And that's equally as important. And I hope this company turns into something that he can be proud of. But more importantly, I hope it turns into something I can be proud of. So like, he understands everything. I'm just like talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So who I want to be is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And how I want to do it. Like right now, I'm really enjoying working. I feel like I was like meant to do this.
Do you feel like your experience with C-section and all that stuff kind of scarred you in a way that you're like not rushing to have another child? Or like, what, you know, are those conversations that come up or you figured them out already?
It's interesting because somebody asked me like, I think yesterday, do you think men ever think about timing when it comes to when they should have a kid? Like when it comes to work.
Oh, when it comes to work? No.
Yeah. So this question is interesting, especially since I've been more of a public facing mom these days, because I'm getting asked all the time when I'm having my second kid. And work, sadly, I mean, I'm a founder, so I'm sure there are guy founders that maybe have to think about this, but like, work is a huge consideration for me when it comes to time. Like, I have a second kid right now. It's a business. It's a baby. And like, it would be really hard for me to be in pain or like nauseous right now. Like, I'm in heads down mode. I forget the question. Where was I going?
It was really just like about a second kid. Like, if your mind is made
C-section.
Up. And like, if.
Yeah. So I definitely want a second kid. I don't know when it is going to be. I don't think there's a right time. Like, you just make it work. And some days are for momming really hard and some days are for working really hard, and like you'll figure the whole thing out. The C-section is appealing to me again.
Interesting.
Because I had a really bad labor and delivery experience.
Mm-hmm.
I barely saw a doctor. I had one nurse. My mom and Samson literally had, oh, and by the way, I had my mom in the room. I know that's like relatively controversial. Happy mm-hmm. to talk about that.
I would have my mom in the room if I didn't have a doula.
Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know your mom at all, but I feel like from the outside, your relationship looks really nice.
Yeah. She's, I mean, she would be great vibes in the room. Like yeah. she would know when to shut the fuck up
yeah.
and when to like come hold my hand.
My mom, I literally could not have pushed without Samson and my mom physically like lifting me. My experience was horrible. And it was during a nurse's strike. And I think I was like the doctor's like eighth C-section of the night. I was so fucked up on meds, which is why the doula, I think, is really, really a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a doula next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody had asked if you're already resentful towards your significant other, like they're not even your husband, about like dishes and cleaning when you live together. Should you avoid having kids with them?
This is a really hard question. I still have those issues with my partner. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a reason not to have kids with a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a reel that is performing very well right now, and it is clear that the content that is relatable are women carrying more of a load than their male partners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my husband would be the first to admit it. Women take on a lot. The mental load is real.
Yeah.
And so I think, can I say that's a man thing? Like, is that allowed to do
yeah,
so?
Yeah, obviously.
The resentment mm-hmm. and the like lack of men need to somehow figure out appreciation for this.
I agree. I think resentment you can move past, but like contempt and just like thinking you're better than your partner is a different
yeah,
beast.
That just sounds like a shitty person. That person you shouldn't have kids with.
Right. If you're like, he's not doing the dishes because he's a lazy piece of shit who like does nothing for our relationship. That's a little deeper than like, he didn't do the dishes. Like, when's he going to learn?
Okay. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel validated at home?
Definitely. Definitely.
So yeah, go ahead. I want to hear more.
No, I just like, you know, it's the beginning of my pregnancy was hard in terms of physical support from Steven because he had back surgery like at the end of my first trimester. Mm. And it was really hard.
Yeah.
And
he had to get like attention.
Yeah. And it was all about him. And like literally like my mother-in-law and like my grandmother-in-law would call me and be like, how's he doing? And I'm like, what about me? You know, and mm-hmm. they're going to listen to this and I hope they don't feel bad because I'm just really, I'm joking, but like,
yeah, I get it. Like, what?
But
the fuck?
Like, you know, yeah. it was like the Steven show and like yeah. still people are asking about his back surgery. And by the way, like, you know, Steven, I don't know how if you remember Steven, but like that's the last thing he would want is like for it to be about him. Like,
yeah,
he's not that vibe.
Attention doesn't seem
not
to be
an
his
attention
thing.
Whore.
Doesn't he not have social media?
He doesn't have social media. Like
so
he literally he if yeah. it were up to him, no one would know he had back surgery. And unfortunately, you know, he did. And so that was really annoying. And I continuously expressed my resentments and feelings and annoyances. And he validated them every time. He was like, you're right. Like, it shouldn't be about me. Like, you know, like, and like, I'm going to give you the kind of massage that I can give you having just had back surgery as opposed to the kind of massage that you really want.
Like, which is like me walking on your back.
Literally.
Yeah. That's, I'm so happy to hear that.
Do you feel validated at home?
So I think... I want to talk a little broader, like my experience I'm happy to get into, but what I'm learning from mothers in general is that they don't feel seen and they don't feel seen at home and they don't feel seen at work and they feel seen only with their mom friends. Mm. And that is what I'm trying to figure out when it comes to this business. Now, hear me out on where I'm going with this, but Samson has always loved fantasy football. And I feel like, were you a sporty girl?
I played sports in high school.
I'm like sporty. I don't know, like all girls can be sporty. Mm-hmm. I was a sporty girl.
I played sports in high school, but I never cared about sports teams.
I like both. I like I like tracking a team. I mean, I'm not obsessed, but like I've always been envious of Samson's fantasy football. Like I think the camaraderie is fun, the game is fun, like the drafting is fun. And so I'm like, I've always been thinking about that concept. And then when I became a mom, shopping, researching, recommending products to my mom friends became my fantasy football. And something I'm trying to do in the WhatsApp and something I'm trying to definitely do for this business is how can we make moms feel validated? And what are fantasy, like the equivalent of fantasy football points for moms?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm working on now.
It's very cool.
Big undertaking.
I love it. On that note, we are coming up to our mark. So I want to ask you some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
These are just fun. You know that we do these poll questions on We Met at Acme's Instagram. So I'm going to ask you a few.
Okay.
If you get to the restaurant before your date, do you wait outside or get the table and text them where you're sitting?
Get the table and text them where you're sitting.
I agree. Is chili meant to be eaten with chips or with a spoon?
Both.
Okay.
And some cheese and sour cream.
Would you rather stay in a job you hate, but you have stability, money, and benefits, or take a new job, risky, pay cut, but you love the people around you?
I mean, if that person, the latter person, is looking for a job, call me.
When did you and Samson say I love you?
Oh, right away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your babies.
Yeah.
If you move in with your boyfriend to their place, are you overreacting if you ask him to get a new mattress?
Absolutely not. You?
I would never do that. Like, I would just never move into someone's place.
That,
but if I did, yeah, we'd get a new one together.
Yeah, that, I don't want to move into someone else's place. I don't know if I'd make them get a new mattress if, like, it was an amazing mattress.
Yeah, it depends on the mattress. It depends. Do you share your social media with your colleagues? I guess
Sydney's filming this whole thing and has access to my whole life, including my bank account.
Literally.
Do you have someone who does your content?
You're looking at her.
Jesus. It is so much work.
It's a lot of work. Can you leave us with a quote or piece of advice that we can take away?
I guess let's go with the theme and just, if you're thinking about becoming a parent, going through the journey now, try to never say never and be intentional with whatever style of parenting you want to do.
I love it. Where can everybody find you, follow you, join your communities?
Join our community at Baby Rex, Baby R-E-C-S. And soon we'll be making a lot of announcements, including our brand name and our whole business.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you
for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.